Today I'm joined by Willie Hallahan, who is with the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And this upcoming weekend, they're having their annual ski sail and swap. It's a bit more than just skis, and it's been going on for quite some time. It'll happen at the Lakeville Firehouse in Lakeville on Brook Street. And Willie will now take the seat here and tell us what's going on.
Good morning, Michael. It's great to be here again. The snow's coming down, winter's coming, and it really sets the stage for what's one of my favorite events at SWASA. It's the ski sail and swap. And you're right, it involves more than just skis. It's a full range of all kinds of equipment and clothing, both new and used. People have an opportunity to bring in their used equipment if they want to sell it. They do that the day before, and I'll get to that in a minute. And we have a full range of new equipment. And there's a jobber up in Springfield who brings in a massive box truck. And we take over like five bays of the Lakeville Hose Company building. That's a big cavernous room that houses like four or five fire trucks. And we fill it up. We fill it up with new and used ski equipment, cross country and downhill, snowshoes, snowboards, boots and everything, clothing, all kinds of stuff. And the prices on the used equipment, this is what I love most about this, because people who have children who are involved in sports have an opportunity to outfit them very, very inexpensively. Like, for example, you can get a pair of used hockey skates for kids for like $5 or $10, depending on their condition. And if you have skates or ski boots that your kids have outgrown, you can bring them in and sell them and get some money for them. If you plan it just right and the sizes line up, you could conceivably get rid of your old equipment, get some new equipment, and basically cost you nothing. A lot of people do their Christmas shopping at the ski jumps. We have a line, by the way, that when the door opens at 8 on Saturday morning, there's a line that goes into the second parking lot of people waiting to get in. It's very popular. I love it just because so many people can benefit from it. The sale is on Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company. It goes from 8 to 11. It's just a 3-hour sale when all kinds of havoc breaks loose, and it's crazy there. But if you want to sell equipment, you bring it in the day before. You bring it in Friday to the Lakeville Hose Company. And from 4 to 7, in a 3-hour window, you bring in your equipment, we tag it, we get all the information down, and you leave it. And the next day, when the sale is over at 11, you can come in and either get the money from the sale if your equipment sold, or if it didn't sell, you can take it back. And the third alternative is, if you don't want to take it home with you, you can leave it with us as a donation. I know this is a lot of information to take in over the radio, but if you want to get all the details, WASA's website is jumpfest.org. Go to the homepage, and right near the top there on the right-hand side, there's a picture of people at the swap, and there's a phrase, SWASA Ski Swap and Sale is Coming. If you just click on that, it'll take you to the full press release that tells you all the details, the hours, and everything.
What types of payment do you take at the event?
We take cash, of course, or check, or a credit card. If you think of this as kind of a pop-up store, that's basically what it is. The amount of equipment is almost an assault on the senses when you first walk in, because there's so much. But you have 3 hours to try on boots or try on clothing, and so there are hats and gloves and all kinds of stuff for you to choose from. And I can't emphasize enough that the prices are great, even on the new stuff, and certainly on the used equipment. I mean, you could get a snowboard, for example, that's used but not used too badly, in good shape, for $50. And ski boot, downhill ski boots, for $20, or used adult hockey skates for $10 or $20, depending on the condition. The deals are what bring people. And like I say, a lot of people do their Christmas shopping there.
I'm always fascinated by the history of this, which I know I've heard before, but maybe not everybody else has. Give me a brief history of how this actually started.
Well, it started, Matt Keeper, who's like a second-generation director. He goes way back, and his father before him. The swap actually started in their family kitchen, where people brought in their downhill skis if they wanted to exchange them for something more appropriate, shorter, longer, whatever. And people would come to the Keeper house and exchange what they had for something they wanted, and that's how it started. And it's had several homes over the decades. Oh, this is, we're going back 40 or 50 years, maybe. And it's had several homes. It was at the Grove Building in Lakeville for some years. And in the last few, it's been at the Lakeville Hose Company. And bless the hearts of the Lakeville Hose people, because they have to take their trucks out. They move them someplace else. I don't know where, to give us the space. And it's become a big, big deal. I mean, we get many hundreds of people in that 3-hour period, and everybody leaves with a smile on their face. It's like I say, it's one of my favorite things that we do.
That's really great. I mean, you can buy new equipment, and then you can also get used, I'm going to say gently used equipment, probably.
Yeah. And the used equipment, it varies in condition. A child, for example, got a pair of hockey skates, used them for one season, and then outgrew them. And they have a couple scuff marks on them. Or some have gone through the process several times, and they're kind of long in the tooth, but the price reflects it. I've seen skates for $2 because they weren't very pretty at this point, but still functional. So we run the gamut from serviceable stuff to really good condition used equipment to new equipment. And as I say, the prices are great on everything.
We're talking with Willie Hallahan of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and we're specifically talking about the 2025 annual ski sale, which will take place at the Lakeville Hose Company on Brook Street in Lakeville on Saturday, December 6th. And it will open at 8 a.m. and close. So make some time there if you're looking for the winter wear and the winter equipment. And they will take credit cards, cash, whatever you have. The proceeds from the sale will all benefit the SWASA Youth Ski Programs. And maybe it bears talking about for a few moments here for people that may not be familiar. Tell us what SWASA actually is.
Well, SWASA stands for Salisbury Winter Sports Association. This is our 100th year. We're celebrating the anniversary this year with a bunch of events that we don't normally do. But it started back in 1926 when John Satry, a Norwegian immigrant, moved to town. Nobody knew it, but he was one of the world's best Nordic skiers and jumpers. And one winter day, he climbed up on a barn roof and skied off the edge of it and landed safely. And everybody was so enthralled with it that they built a rudimentary jump, and we've been jumping ever since. Now we have 3 state-of-the-art jumps from the 20-meter beginner's hill to the intermediate 36, which is brand new this year, to the 70-meter. And we have a very robust junior jumping program. And every year we host Jump Fest. In February, which features it's a 3-day event, which features the best jumpers in the East. As part of the 100th year anniversary, this year the directors voted recently to make Friday night free, admission free, just as a kind of a thank you to the community. On Friday night, there's a target jumping under the lights, there's a human dog sled race, and we're going to end the night with a fireworks display. So that's just one of the things that we're going to be doing during the 100th year anniversary, and maybe I could come back on your station to talk about some of the other stuff, because there's a number of exciting things going on that we're really happy about.
Well, absolutely. It's a busy season for you any year, and with this being a 100th anniversary, it makes it even more busy and special, too, that you've been. This is a totally volunteer-driven organization. There isn't, as far as I'm, no one gets paid to do anything here, yes?
No.
And that's what's interesting. For 100 years, you think about that. And to this day, they still do it and nobody gets paid. I mean, that's the big thank you goes back to you guys for providing all these shows and educational materials that you do, and you're working. The Hill is becoming operable all year long with
our new jumps. Yeah. It won't be this year, but next year, both the 20-meter beginner hill and the intermediate one will be year-round jumping. So we can hold not only training on the hill, but we can host events, competitions that draw people from around the east all year round. We can have a ski jumping competition in August.
Again, we're talking with Willie Hallahan, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, as we're looking out the window and seeing the first snowfall of our season here. And a reminder that they're having the annual ski sale event on December 6th, Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And everybody's invited to come to buy new, used, place to go and buy all your winter wear and your sportswear. We thank you so much, Willie. And as we have mentioned already, we're going to be talking to you a few more times going into the 2026 season.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be out to talk to you again, and we appreciate all the exposure you give us with these interviews. We appreciate it.